Welcome to the Jolt Episodes. This is a feature of the In Awe podcast meant to give you energy and a boost to look around your world and exercise a signature strength. Between interviews with incredible women who leave us awe-inspired, I will share stories that will prompt you to look around and see the beauty in your own world. I hope you find yourself awe-inspired. Hello and welcome to this Jolt episode. In August of 2023, I am so excited for what is to come on the In Awe podcast. And today is going to kind of start sharing some tidbits about that. As you know, faithful listeners, we are in a series on mentorship, and we just amplified an incredible voice, Dr. Shannon Donnelly, who shared her story about becoming a superintendent in a district that she has been serving in, as well as her passion for the topic of her dissertation. But one of the things, too, that I wanted to mention is that she did talk about some mentors in her life that helped her see her vision for what leadership could look like. And in our next interview, we are going to be hearing from Jill Maris, who is just such a wonderful, gentle, natural mentor. And you are going to find in that conversation that she is able to do that for you without ever having met you. I just think people have sometimes this natural gift about them. And with Jill specifically, I would say that she has cultivated that through a life of service and interaction and connection. And I am just so thrilled that you get to meet these two wonderful women this month on the podcast. But also got me thinking about the fact that I really wanted to be able to use those stories and to illustrate them as mentors, but then also in this Jolt, do a couple of things with you. First of all, I want to talk about mentorship and sponsorship. And I really want to dive into this enough to help you understand the difference between the two. In addition to that, I want to share with you some exciting additions to the podcast that we're going to be having. And also, I would like to share an illustration of the two examples of mentors and sponsors in my own life so that you can consider what those people might be in your life, as well as kind of get you jolted to become both for other people. So let's dive into this concept first, mentorship versus sponsorship. I have talked about this before on the podcast. Honestly, it is not something that I was aware of until I completed a certification program through Cornell University online in, I believe it was 2018, after I had launched out of my principal position. And it was the first time that the distinction of the two had ever been made for me. And recently, I have been studying on the gender dimension of leadership through my PhD courses. And we often think about a concept called the glass ceiling when it comes to advancement of careers for females in leadership. And this is across all industries. It is a well-known concept that women can only get so far in organizations as a whole. We don't have to look very far to find good research on that statistics. You can look in national politics. You can look in our educational industry. Representation is still very low. And I've also recently learned that the things that people tend to blame that on is not quite accurate anymore, where we think that the workforce might be unequal because of education, but it turns out that women actually are getting more advanced degrees and certifications than they ever have, but that representation is still low. And I came across a concept recently in my textbook by Nordhaus, published in 2021, that there is a term called the leadership labyrinth for women that actually is probably a more accurate depiction of the challenges associated with that representation. There are so many different factors for why women are not at the highest levels, the highest CEO levels in the educational field. Superintendents still only represent 25%. I think I've shared with you in my region, it's 7%. We know that there are a range of social issues as well as stereotype bias that women face. One of the elements that I found fascinating is really tied to today's Jolt episode, which is that even when women are in the positions, the research shows that they are not provided the same supports that their male counterparts have been given. There is a wide range of reasons, but one of the issues is that they're not provided the same level of mentorship as men are in those higher level roles. And so I thought, well, hey, perfect opportunity to talk about mentorship and the difference between that and sponsorship, because navigating the leadership labyrinth requires both. So this concept of mentorship. Mentorship is defined as in a large variety of ways. The dictionary says that it's an experienced and trusted advisor. If you want to get it closer to the granular level, basically mentors, their role is to provide knowledge, experience, to share basically guidance potentially. And a sponsor is someone who actively promotes growth, provides access to opportunities at work, and or advocates for career advancement. These are people both within the organization you're serving in and outside of it. Sponsors are people who are playing a very critical role in helping individuals navigate that leadership labyrinth because they are making space at the table, so to speak. And when I think about the experiences of both, I realize in my own life that I have a couple of examples of both. Important to note that both of them are needed and valued, okay? So when you think about this in your own life, I want you to think about the mentors that have been there to guide you in any new space that you've been in. And honestly, we're going to keep it in the professional realm right now just because it's a little bit easier to do that. But you could think about other spaces in your life, your personal life, if you're a parent or if you have a spouse or navigating any type of relationship outside of professional life, we still need mentors and sponsors in that space too. But here in the professional world, let's think about it. So just call up in your mind right now an example of a mentor in your life, somebody who provided you guidance either in your first years in a position, your experiences in a new organization or location. These are the people that essentially just kind of come alongside you. And honestly, that can happen in an informal setting where we know that these are the people that we go to for the questions that we don't want to ask anyone else. They are the people that just naturally provide information as we try to navigate a new culture of an organization. And sometimes they can be formalized, of course. We have mentorship programs in schools. Some of them function well and others not so hot. But these are the people who are supposed to be paired with individuals to help them onboard into the culture and the organization. They are wonderful souls, giving of their expertise, their wisdom. And I guess one of the things that I wanted to mention here is that I believe that mentors have the power to shift our lives for good and for negative. I'm going to share a story with you on that in another time. But so if you hopefully have called up an example of a person in your life that could be a mentor, and now I want you to think, do you have any sponsors in your life? And I ask the question instead of telling you to call it up because, to be truthful, I believe there are fewer sponsors in life, and I would say two, in the world of leadership for females. And I would say this probably exists for males too. But once you get to that, you know, table, how do you get there, first of all? And second, when you're there, what's that space like? Is there competition or is there community? And so I think that when it comes to sponsorship, I want you to be thinking about the people in your life who have mentioned your name when you're not in the room. People who have created space for you to show your leadership skills, who have essentially made contracts for you, contacts, who have brought you into a space to get you into a level up in your leadership. And they could be either male or female. That piece of it is, you know, interesting because when it comes to it, we have more representation of males in positions with both authority and ability to create opportunities. So a lot of times our sponsors are going to be male, but there are also opportunities and should be when females are in positions of influence and authority where they too can create sponsorship opportunities. And so I would love to know your own stories. I wish I could be just sitting here with you, like on the couch, having this conversation, because I have thought long and hard about the sponsors in my own life. And it's kind of funny because I have several male sponsors that I will be sharing. And actually, that's coming in the announcement next. But it just occurred to me, and I feel almost embarrassed, that I have an incredible sponsor in my life that I guess I didn't even think about her as a sponsor because she became such a valued friend and partner in so many different ways. And it struck me just in the last week how important her sponsorship in my life truly was. This woman was in an organization that supported our specific district when I first started teaching. And the beautiful part was we partnered. She was my mentor, absolutely. But I realized she became my sponsor when suddenly she was putting my name out in spaces that honestly I didn't feel like I belonged in. Oh my goodness, friends, when I think about it, I think about the experiences she gave me. We co-authored a grant, which really was part of my position and hers, that led to a really wonderful leadership experience that I would never have gained had we not done that together. And for her to pour belief into me at the time that I could manage a $100,000 budget as a brand new teacher, that I was capable of having a heavy title like school improvement facilitator, and to do all of that wonderful work together, she mentored me and she sponsored me. But most keenly, I note that she provided me space. She was also part of an organization that created a conference, sort of, but it was a combination of K through 12 educators as well as secondary leaders in technical colleges. And she put my name forward, and I taught two courses, and I would say early on in my career, for this organization where I got to partner with higher ed professors that worked with both K-12 and technical college instructors for assessment of learning. And I taught those courses two times, and it was because she mentioned my name. She got me connected with people. She helped me network. And I just think back to what a powerful experience it was for me within the first 5 years of my teaching career to be able to be seen as somebody who was capable of doing that. And I realized that it elevated my sense of excellence personally, but also my abilities, my confidence. And without her seeing that in me, pouring the belief in me and creating the space, I don't know that I could say that I would be where I am today, where I am coaching leaders across the country. I believe the seeds that she planted there are beautifully blossoming. And I cannot believe that it took me this long to realize that it was there. It started there with her sponsorship. And I reached out to her this week to let her know that. And I'm excited because I am reestablishing a connection that just kind of got lost as life got messy and busy and she moved away. And I'm just so grateful. I also wanted to mention, because I told you that I would tell you a couple of stories, because I had a mentor early on in my career that helped me stay in education because I literally was going to quit after my first semester of student teaching. And when I say that I was going to quit, I don't know that I would have, but I had a very sour experience and no need to go into that. It was just a challenge, but I ended up student teaching in the middle school in my second half and came across a woman that just inspired me in so many different ways. This person kind of put her arms around me at a time where I was pretty wounded and helped me again see that I was capable. From the kind of shade of her comfort, I grew in confidence. I learned how to work with a team, which by the way, at the middle school level and a PLC is so beautiful. And I learned how to become a better teacher under her nurturing. I loved my time alongside that woman, and her mentorship in my life was very important for several years. In addition, I've already shared with you the other, and I just want to share with you a contrast because these two people had the ability to pour such wisdom and confidence and joy into my life. But I also kind of wanted to share with you a little bit of a sadness too, because I think that it's important to share this because I think that we need to realize that even if we're not active mentors, we have the ability to help and harm. And I had recently uncovered a memory that I had kind of buried in the hard parts of my life where I've shared often. A pain point was for me leading during a significant challenge in a local learning organization. And a lot of my stories about going beyond work-life balance and leading with faith, having strong foundations, come from the pain points that I gained during that time period. And one of the pieces that really kind of sticks with me right now as something that I've had to heal was that same mentor that helped me to stay in education ended up wounding me pretty deeply. And it was during a time where my name was really being dragged through the mud in our local community, but also throughout the state. And I'll never forget it because I was coming out of a very public challenge and hearing a lot of negative and starting to believe the labels that were kind of being put on me during that time. And I received a message from my mentor that basically stated she was so disappointed in me that she had taught me better and that she was essentially disgusted in who I'd become. And this without even a conversation with me, this without believing that there might be more to the story that she had heard, she just gut reacted and she sent me this gut-wrenching email. And I returned to work after receiving that email to an interaction with a person who closed the door and said, "This is why that individual sent you the email. It's somebody connected to them." And this person got tears in their eyes and said, "You didn't deserve that. I don't know why she would send that to you. I'm sorry, and you are a good person." But one of the things that I realized is that part of what can be so painful in a leadership position is that we get a lot of public criticism and, unfortunately, more often public apologies. It helped me to know that the individual that was tied to whatever information my mentor had received knew better and that it was not accurate information that she'd been provided. But the pain remains that A, she didn't think to ask me or to confirm or to see my side, and B, that I've never gotten a chance to reconcile that. But I wanted to share it with you because I believe that mentors have the power to help and to harm. And I think that we need to be really mindful about when we are in the mentor position, how our words can pour belief and how they can really be detrimental. When I look back at that time, another beautiful moment to bring me up out of this little pit of sadness is that in that same time period, my sponsor sent me a message without even having to have a conversation with me. And instead of, you know, so I had been hearing the same things that my previous mentor had heard and still didn't have a conversation with me about it, but instead sent me a message of affirmation that said, "Been thinking about you and praying for a calmer year for you. Remember, you are a woman of integrity. Even if you are working with fools, no one can take that from you. Wish I could reassure you that the path gets easier, but I will pass on one piece of advice given to me. The nature of your leadership job is such that people come to you only when they have a problem they can't solve." And then she signed it lovingly. And I just want you to consider, when you think about mentors and sponsors, first of all, take some time to notice, who are they? What have they meant in your life? And then think about the lessons that we can gain. Because for me, in my reflection all these years later, I'm not mad at the mentor who sent the message to me that hurt me so much. I realize that people are people, hurt people hurt people. And what I'm going to do is take a lesson from that and make sure that when I'm hearing something about somebody, especially something that runs counter to what I have known about them, that I'm going to make sure to get that story from them before I draw any conclusions. That is going to be my message from that moment in my life. And also consider that when you are a person who is in a position to sponsor somebody, first of all, do it. Make space at the table. I'm going to talk more about that in the next jolt. but be the person who pours belief into others and doesn't just share advice, but create space for another person to shine. And when you hear something about somebody that runs counter, even if you don't stop to find their story, you remind them of who they've always been and why you sponsored them in the first place. These two illustrations I felt were just important for me to share as I kind of rawly uncovered them in the last couple of weeks. And I feel like they provide me the opportunity to continue forth with a mission and my own message. And I hope that sharing them with you today served you. I'm going to tease a little bit about an upcoming feature on the In Awe podcast that I am super excited about that I'm going to share more about in the next Jolt episode. This is an opportunity for me to expand this podcast in a way that will be welcoming to share more voices and also to highlight sponsors, those people in our lives who really, by intention, by focus, by natural inclination, create the space at the table that welcomes wonderful women into leadership opportunities. And I cannot wait. That is going to be a brand new feature kicking off on the podcast, and I will share much more about it in the next Jolt episode. Friends, I hope that this message today served you in a couple of ways. I hope that the distinction between mentorship and sponsorship is clearer to you, that you can think about the people in your own life, maybe reach out to them and send a message of gratitude, and also reflect on their impact in your own life. Use that reflection to consider how you can move forth with intentionality to be a wonderful mentor and a sponsor, because I know that you listening to this podcast have both authority and influence in a space in your life, and it might be time to use that. All right, my friends, stay tuned next week to hear from the incredible Jill Maris, where we have a conversation that will absolutely inspire you. And then keep with us for the rest of August as I go ahead and highlight what is to come on the podcast. I am so excited, and I hope that you have an incredible week.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. We will see you on the next episode.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you, listener, checking out this Jolt episode. Hey, I want to see what you're seeing in the world. So hop on over to Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or wherever you want and pop out a quick sentence or a picture or something that inspired you this week. Let's share with one another. Show the community what you're seeing with your eyes to see the beauty in the world. Hashtag in awe to rise.